dear God, to come out of your house, Lord, and just praise you and thank you for all the goodness you bestow upon us. We thank you for each one that came this way today. Pray that you bless them. And Lord, just give us a good day. Give us a good worship service here today, dear Lord. And help us to be that Christian in this walk of life for all the way, that we might show that we're Christians, and other people can see something in us that they would want to do. Lord, we thank you for Christ who died on the cross to save us from our sins and made a way for us to escape from eternal hell. All these things, dear God, we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
It is a joy to be able to call on the Lord, talk to the creator of this world one-on-one about what's on our hearts this morning. What a joy it is to know, and I know whom I believe in, and more importantly, he knows me. And I'm persuaded and I know that he's able to keep me until that day. I appreciate that so much. Had a good Sunday school report this morning. It's kind of a small number, but hey, we were here. And 72 of us in Sunday school this morning had a couple of classes, the Angels class and the Crusaders class. That's Martha and Ray's classes, exceeded their enrollments this morning. And several people sick. Now you continue to pray for these that are sick or out for whatever reason, that God will be able to help them to recover and get back into God's house. We had two that were visiting with us this morning. We appreciate those that visited in Sunday school and also those that might have come in after Sunday school. Appreciate you being with us this morning. And you're our special guest, and we'd invite you to come and be with us anytime we're having services here at New Salem Baptist Church. Quick thing about a couple of missionaries this morning. Something really struck my heart. I had a letter from the Lindsays down in Australia. And said a young 12-year-old boy come up and said, "Yo, I understand this is a church." And said, I don't know what a church is, but I'd like to know what a church is." And so you can imagine where that went from there as they began to minister to him about what a church is and whose church it is. And so, but I thought that's interesting. You know, don't take for granted that your neighbors know about church. Don't take for granted that they know Jesus, because I can remember as I grew up in church, but I still didn't pay any attention to who Jesus was because I wasn't listening. You got to listen with your heart before you find out. So don't take for granted that anybody knows the Lord. But also, we had a letter from the Henry Bennett, Jewish End Time Ministries. Very powerful ministry that he has, but something really struck me there. They were in Guatemala and Cuba and different places. And in Guatemala, they had a crusade, and there was thousands of people raised their hands to want to receive Christ. And because of the way the situation was, they couldn't have them all come forward unless somebody would get hurt. And so they said they just have to trust that they did the right thing in their hearts and all. But thousands of people raising their hands that were wanting to receive Christ. And then they also went to Cuba, and they asked them to come and preach to their police cadets. And can you imagine, here in the United States, if they was to call up Brother Jim and say, "We got a whole recruit of policemen down here. We need you to come preach to them before we send them out." But they preached to those, and there was thousands of those. And of course, you got to realize, too, in that country that everybody has to go through some kind of military service. But there was thousands of them. But the thing that struck me the most about Brother Henry Bennett was that the last day he was there, a Jewish man wanted him to come and have coffee with him and talk to him about the Lord. And so he took his time and went and met with this one individual, a Jewish man, a devout Jew, and he wanted to, he didn't get saved, but he got some information, and he turned on some light bulbs in his head about that, because I'll tell you, a Jew that really knows his Bible, when he really realizes who Jesus was, there's some shouting ground comes up right there. And so he's trusting that man will get saved, but he went and spent hours with that man in a coffee shop, one-on-one, and he'd been in crusades with thousands. But it was just as important, that one. And that's the way we want to see every, we don't leave anything unturned as far as, we don't want a single soul to not have opportunity to come and be a part of the family of God and trust the Lord Jesus Christ their Savior. And I thought that was very, you know, Henry Bennett could have said, "I've got a lot going on, and and these crusades and all, and it'd be hard for me to just come and meet with one person one-on-one," but he didn't. He took the time and went and did it. There's no better time that can be invested in a person's soul, whether it's one or whether it's thousands.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You know, it's awesome to be serving the Lord that's still in the business of miracles, because it's a miracle again today that I'm up here in front of you again. So y'all pray for me. And let's see, starting to see Saturday, May the 4th. Nope, sorry. You know what it is? Yeah, okay. Can't say no. Yeah, mud bog. May the 8th at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays is the Japanese Lantern spaghetti dinner at the youth with the service and dinner. Bring a dessert. No peanut product, please. And let's see, Day County Singing Convention is Friday, May the 17th at 7 p.m. Singing and dinner. Remember, no nut product also. And also the Vacation Bible School is the July 15th through the 18th. Workers are needed. And there's a sign-up sheet in the back. And if you have any questions, talk to Carolyn Bradford. Also, Alabama School of Gospel Music is June the 3rd through the 14th. And let's see, and if you're interested in it, ask Sue Gray about it. And other singing schools is at Lamora School of Gospel Music, Saturday the 3rd, Sunday in July for 1 week. And then you got Cumberland Valley School, June the 17th, 28th, North Georgia School of Cleveland of Georgia. Also on July the 20th, 6:30 p.m. would be Tim Lovelace. We're going to have him here. And I think that's it.
And I've sent Tim Lovelace something to ask him to bring his banjo with him this time. We've never gotten to hear him play his banjo here that I remember. And so he's good on that thing.
Okay.
I'm done.
Sure.
Yes.
Billy Gray Quartet will be opening
for us. We want him here. Second time in. Okay, any birthdays or anniversaries? Nothing?
Who did?
Jean had a birthday. This is an anniversary. All right, we'll do the birthday first.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to you.
Nothing else. Everybody stand. Take up the offer. We got last year, this one. One. Brother Thomas, you don't care, give us you lead some prayer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for this one today. We thank you, dear Lord, for your many, many blessings. Dear Lord, I just pray for the service, dear God, and just ask you, dear Lord, that your will be done, dear Lord. Have us push down our way, dear Lord, and turn our lives over to you, dear God. Dear Lord, I ask you, dear Brother Jim, to bring us a message, to send it to him from on high, dear Lord. And dear Lord, be with us choir, dear Lord, as they sing praises. Dear Lord, most of all, dear God, there's one here today, dear Lord, that don't know you as their personal Savior. I pray that today would be the day, dear Lord, that accepts you and become part of your family. In Jesus' name, I pray.
76.
Yeah.
with 125.
Thank you.
That's good, wow.